Thanks for joining us for the Thursday night edition of our Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 and KDCountry94.com. Tonight, you'll hear from the head coaches of St. John's Tipton, Lakeside, and Rock Hills. Catch your favorite football team in action with our Games of the Week on KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake. And for the latest local sports information, visit ncksports.com. Let's get started with the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay Locker Room Chat with head coach Dean Gingler. The St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you every Thursday at this time by Hanson Auction Realty of Beloit and by Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton.
And welcome back here on the Locker Room Chats. Welcome to the Thursday Locker Room Chats. We're joined now by Dean Gingler, the head coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach, tough one there against Lakeside on Friday night. You jumped down to a 20-0 lead, but they were able to kind of get a sliver of hope and then scored 28 straight before ended up winning it by a final of 40-36. It was a roller coaster ride, a lot of ups and downs for you in the game. Just in general, what stood out the most there on Friday night against Lakeside?
Well, I think started the game doing things that we wanted it to do, and score reflected that. And I think they came back with some things that worked well for them. I think from our end, we stopped executing some things that we had been doing early, and I think we're still there. We just didn't get the execution on them, and that put us in that dry spell there where we didn't do anything for a while. I was glad to see the guys come back and kind of stop the flow a little bit and get back into the game again, in terms of getting some scores, but just didn't play enough of the game the way we needed to, and Lakeside took us out of that. So the running attack that's kind of hit us all year got us again. So we got to keep working on combating that for sure. So, but those are the things that come to mind for me as to what happened in that game.
You know, you'd had the touchdown and got the two-pointer to get within four there toward the end of the game, and then Lakeside, all they needed really was a few first downs or a couple first downs to ice it, and then you had the injury to Tyson. How difficult was it for your team to come back after seeing Tyson out there? And he's fine, I know, moving forward, but with as far as what we thought it might have been out there from where I was sitting, how tough is it to come back and then try to have to make a stop defensively and then get the ball back and win a game?
Yeah, those are always tough spots. I mean, we were pretty late in the game at that point, so we weren't gonna have a lot of time if we got the ball back. But we just needed to stop there, and you take one of your top players off, and it doesn't help. But the emotional end of it is always you never know. Sometimes kids come out of that and then are really really ready to go. Other times, they're thinking about other things for sure, and so you come off of that, you don't get much time to do any warm up. You don't know for sure what the scenario is going to be, and so minds are kind of elsewhere. But I don't know. Up to that point, they had been able to drive the ball on us, fairly well. Not being able to make that stop wasn't too far outside of what we had seen for a decent part of the game at that point, when they knew that's what they needed to do. So, circumstances happen, and he's fine now. Like you said, I think everything's good there, but you never know. Scary situations on the field sometimes.
Dean Gingler, we're talking with the head coach of the St. John's Tipton Blue Jay football team. We're going to take a timeout. We come back, we'll preview this week's game. It's a non-district contest against a very good team Friday night here on the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties.
Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton, Andrea in Beloit, or Paul in Mankato. And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94. We're still with Dean Gingler, the coach of the St. John's Tipton football team. Coach Canton Galvin next for you. This is a very solid team this year. You know, they don't have Maltby at quarterback. They lost one of the best defensive backs in the history of the state in Jet Vincent on the other side of the ball as well, but have still had a great season. They've lost their first game but won five in a row, coming off a 66-16 win over Central Christian. I know there's not as many people back as they might have liked, but Shelby Hoppus has a pretty good program over there, I know. And what are your thoughts about this non-district game coming up here Friday night?
Yeah, definitely a very strong team. I'd put them up there pretty close to the top, if you know, right up where they were last year, basically, as far as I can see on it. And it's still the same things that we dealt with last year when we played them. There's still a lot of speed on the field, decent size. You know, not as experienced. I think they lost maybe 9 seniors or something like that last year. So I thought maybe there'd be a little more drop off, but they look like they've come back pretty good and doing, you know, similar things to what they did before in terms of kind of. I think we prefer the passing game, but good running game too, but a lot of speed in that. So just a lot of things we'll have to deal with. Do the best we can with it on Friday night, but definitely a tough opponent.
Defensively, it looks like they have given up some points this year, so they might be susceptible to some plays there. I know you're probably going to be a little bit shorthanded coming up Friday, but what are your thoughts on that and looking if you could take advantage of some of their defensive things?
Yeah, I think the same things that are usually there. I mean, if kind of I don't think, you know, from a running attack that there's a lot that we can look at there. But I think on the passing, I mean, if we can be consistent and take what's available, I think there's always some stuff available. It's a matter of whether you can find it and execute on it. And that's where we've been all year. Sometimes we've been better with it than others in terms of hitting a shorter pass and getting into the field and see what you can do from there, rather than trying to throw it past everybody, because they've got really good speed. So I don't think that you know, getting past them is going to be something that's going to be, you know, a real strong possibility. But yeah, everybody makes mistakes at times and misses a coverage here and there. If we can find that and just take advantage of the things that are there, in a shorter passing game, I think that's where our concentration would be.
Dean Gingler, coach of the St. John's Tipton football team, here on our Locker Room Chats. Thanks again this week, Coach, for being with us, and best of luck against Canton Galvin coming up Friday night.
Thank you, Dusty.
Our St. John's Tipton Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Hanson Auction and Realty in Beloit and Hometown Insurance Agency in Tipton, Beloit, and Mankato. Welcome home. Hometown Insurance Agency provides coverage for what matters to you. Whether it's home, auto, farm, crop, or business, we make insurance better. Count on us to cover life's necessities. With multiple locations, our agents can provide several quotes from various providers, which means you have options. The peace of mind gained from having adequate insurance coverage and trusted service is priceless. Hometown Insurance Agency, proudly serving our hometowns. See Brooke or Lisa in Tipton, Andrea in Beloit, or Paul in Mankato.
Hanson Auction Realty in Beloit is your one-stop destination for all your buying and selling needs. Whether you're a seasoned buyer or a first-time seller, they have you covered. Their expert team will guide you through the process, ensuring maximum exposure and top dollar for your asset. In the market to buy, their list of properties has something for everyone. But that's not all. Hanson Auction Realty specializes in estate sales, farm equipment, antiques, and more. Call Hanson Auction Realty 738-8932 or browse their website, hansonauctionrealty.com, to see upcoming auctions and available properties. We continue in the Northern Plains League with head coach Drew Dusky of the Lakeside Knights. Follow Lakeside and Northern Plains League varsity sports all season long on the web at nckssports.com. The Lakeside Locker Room Chats on KD Country 94 are brought to you in part by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brushart Corporation, Nextech, and by Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC.
Welcome back on the Locker Room Chats. Again, the Thursday Chats. We're now with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside football team. Coach, a very important win for your team. A nice comeback win against St. John's Tipton on Friday night. You trailed 20-0, but got that little sliver of hope with that first touchdown by Ian Cressine, and then from there you actually scored 28 straight to lead 28-20. It was kind of you never trailed again. There were some spots where they definitely challenged you, but in the end you pick up a four-point win, 40-36. What stood out the most there Friday night for you?
Yeah, I just thought the toughness, and not so much the physical toughness, but the mental toughness to be down 20-0 and just regather and regroup and and kind of talk, you know, both on the defensive side and the offensive side, like what do we need to do to you know, get stops or you know, finally punch in and get a score. And just the resolve that the kids had to not give up and get down and just let that 20-point lead get to a 30 or 40-point lead. So I was happy with the way we responded after that first quarter. And we didn't do a lot of good things in that first quarter, but St. John's made it so we did do good things. So, you know, it just wasn't our lack of effort or lack of trying. I mean, it was on their part, too. I thought they had a good defensive scheme drawn up, and we were able to find some stuff that worked, and we kind of just rode that for the rest of the game.
It's funny when you bring up defense because, you know, obviously going into that game, both teams are giving up over 50 points a game. So we're wondering, is this going to be like a 90-80 game or something like that? But both defenses really had some big plays throughout the night. And to be able to hold that offense to 36 points when they're kind of shifting around and doing a lot of different things, how pleased were you with the defensive effort of your team on Friday night?
I was really happy. I mean, I think their biggest runs were when the quarterback, you know, depending on who was the quarterback, when they were scrambling and getting outside and then – you know, they had some big pass plays, but I thought for the most part our pass defense was really good. And I know we were kind of worried about that because, you know, looking on film, they passed the ball really well. Even you know, some of the games where they're not, you know, they're losing, their pass game's really good. Their receivers catch the ball. They throw good balls. They run good routes. So that was something we were focused on. But I thought overall, you know, especially after we adjusted after that first quarter, I thought the defense played really well.
I was exaggerating on 90-80, by the way. We're talking with Drew Dusky, the head coach of the Lakeside Knights, here on our Locker Room Chats. We're going to take a time out. When we come back, we'll speak about this week's contest for the Knights here on the Locker Room Chats, Katy Country 94.
What's all the excitement about? Switch to TV now and get two free Amazon Fire Sticks. Watch your favorite shows anywhere you're connected to Cunningham Telephone and Cable, on TV, on your mobile device, or tablet. Get whole home worry-free Wi-Fi, 100 DVR hours, restart TV, replay TV, and two streams of expanded TV now. Want to know more? Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, and Glen Elder for details. Connect with us.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Just like the NPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen & Slavik CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen & Slavik Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen & Slavik CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Too much football? There's no such thing. Especially not when Nextech has you covered with the fastest internet and the best combination of streaming and live TV. Get gig speed internet and deluxe TV now for just $175 per month for the perfect football watching experience. You'll never have to choose which game to watch. Nextech lets you catch them all, buffer free at an unbeatable price. Don't miss the action. Get started at next-tech.com today.
And back in the Locker Room Chats here on Katy Country 94. Drew Dusky still with us. Coach, you have two games left here in district. You've played who people think are probably the top two teams out of the district as of yet. And now you have Wakefield at home and then at Pike Valley coming up in Week 8. So these are two games where you're definitely going to be a favorite. But what's the focus for your group as you go into this first game against Wakefield, who beat Pike Valley by two and are coming off of a 76-8 loss to Osborne last week?
Yeah, I mean, just not taking anything for granted, you know, and just staying focused on the task at hand. You know, we kind of talked about the St. John's Tipton game and the Wakefield-Pike Valley, you know, three separate things that we need to take care of to try to secure a home playoff berth. And we did that on Friday night, and just staying focused on what we need to do against Wakefield. And I know they're young, and you know, they only have one win, I think, on the season, but they played some, I mean, they played some really good teams. You know, they're gonna be playing hard, and you know, they played hard last year when we went up there. I know we won by a fairly significant amount, but you know, we built a little bit of a lead, and then it kind of went back and forth there for a while in the third quarter and into the fourth quarter. So we just got to stay focused and make sure that we're flying around on defense and we're wrapping up and tackling, and then offensively making sure our front line gets a push just being consistent and sustaining offensive drives, I think, is the key.
I was talking with Coach Tiernan yesterday about the Wakefield game, and he mentioned that they do have a pretty salty kid on the defensive side of the football that you might want to stay away from. What do they look like on film?
I mean, they're quick. They got some speed. I know they're not super big. They have some fairly good sized guys on the line, and they're aggressive. You watch them at the snap. You know, they're trying to get a push and get back into the backfield, and that's something that, you know, we're definitely going to have to focus on. You know, our offensive line, I thought, adjusted well last Friday, and we'll have to make some adjustments depending on what they're doing. But we definitely need to get a push with our front three or front five, depending on what type of set we're in, to be successful and keep our run game going.
Drew Dusky, coach of the Lakeside football team, here in our locker room chats. Thanks again for being with us this week, Coach, and best luck against Wakefield Friday night.
Thanks, Dusty.
Our Lakeside Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Cunningham Telephone and Cable, the State Bank of Downs, Brush Art Corporation, and the Brush Group in Downs, Goheen and Slavic CPAs, LLC, and Nextech.
Champions know that success starts with hard work and support from the right team. My friends at Nextech are proud to be a part of that team, whether you need technology at home, at work, or in the field. From reliable fiber internet and TV Now for your home to time-saving IT and security solutions for your business, Nextech is ready to help you win. Visit next-tech.com today to learn how to make Nextech part of your championship team.
Are you tired of stressing about keeping your finances in check? Why not trust the professionals at Goheen and Slavic CPAs LLC? Cheryl and Amy specialize in tax preparation and business consulting services. They can also help with your bookkeeping, payroll, invoicing, bill paying, and much more. Contact Goheen and Slavic Certified Public Accountants today in Downs at 454-9977. Goheen and Slavic CPAs, here to help with all of your accounting needs.
Just like the MPL League coaches place their best players in the right positions for success, so does the Brush Group. With their multifaceted marketing team of Brush Art of Downs, Don Levy Lithograph of Wichita, and Sun Graphics of Parsons, the Brush Group is the official marketing partner of the Kansas City Royals, Kansas University Sports Properties, and Kansas State Sports Properties. They have the staff, experience, and online tools to ensure your marketing spend is being optimized and performing at the highest levels.
The State Bank of Downs is proud to support the Lakeside Knights, and they send out best wishes to all the Lakeside scholars and athletes this year. State Bank of Downs can take care of all your banking needs, checking accounts, savings accounts, time certificates, and loans of all types. They're locally owned and operated and have been serving and supporting the community and surrounding areas since 1892. Internet banking and debit cards also available. That's the State Bank of Downs, member FDIC.
Call Cunningham Telephone and Cable today and switch to TV Now and get your first month free. Never miss your favorite shows. Have the luxury of watching what you want, when you want, on your TV, mobile device, or tablet. Find out what customers love about TV Now. Call your local Cunningham Telephone and Cable office in Beloit, Belleville, Concordia, or Glen Elder for details. CunninghamTelephoneandCable.com. Connect with us.
We continue our Thursday night locker room chats with Rock Hills head coach Wyatt Flynn. Remember to tune in to KD Country 94 and Z96.3 The Lake for our football games of the week. And for the latest local sports information on the web, visit ncksports.com. Rock Hills Grizzlies locker room chats are brought to you by Kears Thriftway in Mankato and by Boner Welding in Jewel.
Welcome back on the locker room chats on KD Country 94. Wyatt Flynn with us now, the coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, another tough loss for you there in district. Played at Bennington on Friday night. You fall 62-14. I know Bennington's a team that had improved probably since a year ago and had some success here earlier this season. And looking at what Bennington brought to the table, what were some of the things that stood out there Friday night in the loss?
Yeah, they're a very, very good coach football team. We kind of just made a bunch of mistakes ourselves. Can't win a game when we have 7 turnovers. The ball's in their hands more than it's in our own.
When you look at what they were able to improve on, what were some of the maybe differences that you saw from Bennington this year compared to what you saw last year?
Yeah, they're just a year older football team. They wanted to hit. They wanted to play football, aggressive football, and our kids just weren't ready for it.
Like, say you did have the turnovers, and this team, you know, you started out well, 2-1, but you've had 3 straight losses here and dropping to 2-4. What's the mindset of the group right now as you continue to try to take those next steps to continue the improvement with this group?
Yeah, we're still in a good place. I'm just really preaching to the kids of staying together as a team. Don't let these last few weeks get you down, and stay praising each other and let the team carry you through.
Are you healthy right now? Did you get Ridgeway back? What are you looking like there?
Yeah, we're back to healthy. Nate's still out, but we knew he was going to be gone for the season. But yeah, Isaiah came back and he helped us last week.
Again, we're talking with Wyatt Flynn, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team. We'll take a timeout. We come back. We will preview the next district contest for Rock Hills coming up this Friday night here on our Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. There's big savings down at the Tuesday Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have pork loin, boneless, sold in Cryovac bags for $1.79 a pound. It's now at the Tuesday Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Check out the savings now at the Tuesday Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the meat department, they have 80% lean ground beef sold in 10-pound tubes for $2.99 a pound. It's now at the Tuesday Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
And welcome back here in the Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94. We're still with Wyatt Flynn, the coach of the Rock Hills football team. Coach, Clifton Clyde coming up next. They're coming off of a tough loss last week to El Saline, and just looking at where they're at, probably looking to get back on the right track here. When you look at Clifton Clyde, what stands out about this year's group, and what do you need to do to have success against them?
Oh, Clifton Clyde is just a very fundamentally sound team. Russ has been there for quite a while, and he's kind of got the kids believing in what he believes in and doing the right thing. And they're just nowhere. They're in the right place at the right time and know his offense and how to do things.
I know, like you said, Russ has been there for quite a while. And I know back when you were playing, you played this team and had some pretty good battles with Clifton Clyde. And not a whole lot's changed since then. How difficult is it to prepare for what you're going to see there? Again, they don't really change a whole lot up. They have different dynamics.
No, it's very... I want to say an easy team to prepare for, but you know what you're going to get out of them. You know what they're going to come out and do on a Friday night, and it's just stepping up and facing what they're going to do and meeting it head on.
I know that in the past that you, like when Aiden Rudolph was there, they maybe threw a little bit more. What is their team? I haven't seen them this year. What does their team look like this year? As far as, are they pretty much running most of the time, or do they have the pass option that's been having success?
They have the pass option to be successful too. They run the ball, they run the option well, and then they'll air the ball out and make big plays over the top. But they have a good quarterback, good running back, and just athletes all over the football field for them.
How do you feel your defense is matching up with a team like this and making sure they stay disciplined and things of that nature?
Yeah, just be secure with our tackles. That's kind of bit us the last couple weeks. And just breaking down when you close the gap and break down and make secure tackles instead of going for the big hit and keeping them in front of us.
Wyatt Flynn, the head coach of the Rock Hills football team here in the Locker Room Chats. Coach, thanks again for being with us this week, and best of luck out at Clifton Clyde Friday night.
Yep, thanks, Dusty.
Our Rock Hills Locker Room Chats are brought to you by Kier's Thriftway in Mankato and Bonert Welding in Jewell.
Deb, Daryl, Damon, and all the crew at Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas, would like to wish good luck to the area teams this sports season. And if you're needing seed for the upcoming planting season, stop in and talk to Daryl or Damon. Let them help you with the Pioneer Seed for your operation. And if you're needing welding work done, the folks at Bonert Welding can get the job done for you. That's Bonert Welding, your Pioneer Seed representative, Highway 14 in Jewell, Kansas.
Don't miss the savings now at the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. In the produce department, they have premium Honeycrisp apples, $1.49 a pound.
It's Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. There's great savings Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato. Frozen chicken wings are $1.69 a pound at the meat department. It's Now the Tuesday at Kier's Thriftway, downtown Mankato.
Thanks for tuning in to the Thursday Locker Room Chats on Katy Country 94 and KatyCountry94.com. We invite you to listen again next Wednesday and Thursday at 5:15 as we'll get the latest football news from the head coaches of the Beloit Trojans, Osborne Bulldogs, Smith Center Redmen, St. John's Tipton Blue Jays, Thunder Ridge Longhorns, Lakeside Knights, and the Rock Hills Grizzlies. And don't forget to tune in to the Football Express, our own preview show, airing at 5:40 on Friday nights, previewing all the area matchups in the listening area. And after the game, sketch the Katy Country 94 local high school scoreboard show at 10:05.